You are responsible for the deaths of David Palmer, Tony Almeida, and Michelle Desslin. They were friends of mine.
That's the way it works.
Jack, Logan doesn't confess. How far are you actually willing to go?
As far as I have.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of 24 Under Reviews Mid-Hiatus podcast series. We do have a new website, which can be found at 24underreview.com. And my new email is, or one of my many new emails for the podcast, is podcast@24underreview.com. You can give me feedback at feedback@24underreview.com. And give me just feedback, good or bad, on the podcast, and if you like the website. And that would be great if you could help me out with that so I can improve. I always like to make this better, whatever the listeners like. So we do have a few new characters, and we'll get right to the characters.
I'm the only one who can find this spider!
Now, you don't strike me as a man who's willing to die for Christopher Henderson. Give me the recording.
Okay, everybody, and welcome back. For those of you who haven't been listening, or brand new listeners, we'll just go over the characters that are coming back. The usuals: Kiefer as Jack Bauer, Marilyn Ratchcub as Chloe, D.B. Woodside as Wayne Palmer, James Morrison as Bill, Roger Cross as Curtis, Eric Belfour as Milo Pressman from season 1, Carlo Rota as Morris O'Brien from the end of season 5, and Regina King as Sandra Palmer. And then Glenn Morshower as Aaron Pierce, Jane Atkinson as Karen Hayes, Paul McCrane as Graham, Peter MacNichol as Thomas Lennox, Marisol Nichols as Natalie, Alexander Siddig as Harman al-Assad, James Cronwell as Philip Bauer, Jack's dad, Eddie Izzard as Darren McCarthy, Paul Penn, that is to be announced, and Harry Lennox to be announced. And special guest stars that will not be occurring, or not be on the show very much: Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Gregory Itzen as Charles Logan, and Jean Smart as Martha Logan. Now, if you noticed, if you're watching on iTunes or on your video iPod, you will notice that I put up pictures of all the actors. So that was something new. I haven't done that in any of the other podcasts. And we do have some new plot stuff, so we'll get right over to that.
You're going to land this plane, or I'm going to put a bullet in your head.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. We will start with what I have already gone over in previous podcasts. Day 6 will not take place at all in New York, according to co-existing producer John Czar. Joel Surnow said that the president's storyline would take place in Washington, D.C., and Aaron would be there to protect the president. The terrorists will be of Middle Eastern origin, and one or more of them will be undercover in secret.
It's the longest day of my life.
Kiefer said in an interview that, quote, "We've had 5 years of Jack Bauer saving a large thing. This one's much more about him saving his own ass. He'll go from the one being who hunts people down to the one who's being hunted." So that in itself turns the show around. So that's interesting. We'll see how that plays out. Kim will return as Audrey Raines, but she won't be in the show every week, just in a couple of storylines. Wayne Palmer will be the president. His sister Sandra will be played by Regina King. Smart and Gregory Itzen are going to return to the series, but it is very unlikely that they will be regular members of the cast. Co-executive producer and director John Czar said that a successful Paris attack has already taken place. And he said, quote, what if the situation is something like what would the situation if something like 10 nuclear bombs had already exploded in a row all around the country? I don't think that would be very, very good, but I'm sure they'll work something out, as they always do. He also said that season 5 DVDs will contain a prequel to the season 6. Also, according to the August 14th through 20th, 2006 issue of TV Guide magazine, season 6 will begin 2 months into Jack's Kenny's incarceration. That does not make sense at all, because one of the things that is brand new that has come out in the past few weeks is that season 6 will take place 20 months after season 5, so I don't know what happens with those 18 months. That wouldn't really make sense for the Chinese to take him but not put him in jail for 18 months. Also, the 58th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, in which 24 won 5 awards, John Cassar stated that the opening 2 episodes of the season are very strong and very controversial. Also, Gregory Isn't stated he will be around episode 9 or 10, and because he has information they need, and that's why they're coming for him. And Elisha Cuthbert, who plays Kim Bauer, will not appear in the season, but she has yet to be called, but refuses to rule out a return. And last but not least, Graham's family will be met during the course of his day, including his wife and son. That is all details we have so far. I'll be watching all the major 24 places. Wikipedia is a really good source. Just go on Wikipedia and search 24 Season 6, and it'll have a lot of good info, such as all the new characters, all the old characters that will be coming back, the plot line, or what we know of the plot line, and just good information like that. That's about it. You can find our show notes. There'll be a link in the info page on this podcast in iTunes. And try to make an effort to check out our website, 2400view.com. And there will be a link to our forums there. Those are hosted by InVision. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.
You have no idea what you're dealing with, you little ass kisser.
You don't talk to my people like that, Bill. Take them to holding.
It's no wonder CTU fell apart under that guy. Meyer.